Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to enjoy while you relax and fall asleep. And just another reminder that everything is going to be alright. Tonight we are on Season 6, Episode 10. This is Murder, Not McDuck. And it was directed by Craig Daniels, written by Daniel Chun. It was originally aired November 12th, 2009. Tonight's episode is, in my opinion, one of the classic episodes, definitely of season 6, especially the cold open being the karate scene. You know, this one definitely holds a special place. So, I believe this episode will be out right around the new year, and that will mean that I had a streak of 4 weeks uninterrupted of uploading. So I would warn you, I guess, ahead of time, or say like, hey, there's going to be 4 straight weeks of episodes, but it already happened. But this is my commitment to carry that streak through January, and if I can carry it through January, then we're rolling right through the end of season 6. So, I've also been having a little bit of fun with the Q&A still, which was, it's only available on Spotify, and I was just messing around in my last upload and realized you can ask questions, which is pretty cool. But, nothing crazy, just some questions about, you know, the music and some other things. And so, why don't we get into the episode tonight? We start with Phyllis getting a broken arm, broken nose, boom boom, as Dwight holds his seminar, updating on the latest developments on the world of karate. I feel like the karate storyline was lost a couple of seasons ago, so this is like a really lovely callback to Dwight's roots. How can you hold the triads until your clan arrives? A throat punch, you can't go wrong. There is no defense for the throat punch. Kevin will not attack because last time he pulled my pants down and choked me with my shoelace. I did choke you with your shoelace. The most worthy opponent of you is you. Unless there were measles present. How would you, Dwight, defend against Dwight with a throw punch? Oh, block. Grasp wrist. I also love that through the whole series, Dwight is rocking his Casio. It's not an FW90, what is it? The Casio calculator watch. Oh, he is making you look like such a fool. Stanley's pretty interested in this demonstration. Aaron is a little shocked. It. I don't know how one of these is going to get the upper hand. We always have the element of surprise. Pam, had a great shot of Pam, shocked by the punch, drinking tea. And we're into the theme. Classic theme still tracking it, still waiting. Now I should note that I'm watching this not on a modern streaming service like Peacock, but I have my own, you know, copy of all the DVDs on my own personal server. I get like 8 emails a day, Dwight. Shout out David Wallace. distress at the journal. It's all conjecture. Your feelings journal in the time capsule. The Wall Street Journal. Oscar's found it. An unsurprising board meeting. Dunder Mifflin. $1.99. I wonder what I was going to say. It looks like Jim is going to log in to the journal. They will declare bankruptcy. It's crazy to think about this. Episode was done like right during the height of the recession. So this would have been a very prescient storyline. Dwight is offering everybody a position as scarecrows. Oh my god, wouldn't that be hilarious? As Michael's on the phone with David Wallace's assistant. He'll call me back when he's free. He's in the bathroom. Michael. No, I'm just pooping. You know how I be. Now we're back in the break room with Stanley, Andy, Aaron, and Kelly. Andy's realizing he needs to try and grab Aaron while he still can. He was hoping Aaron would ask him out. Time for the Nard Dog. We have a group in reception. We have a group back in accounting. We have Jim realizing he needs to do something as Michael is playing Rockabye. He's gonna be alright. Michael says, we need a distraction. Nothing even needs to be good on YouTube. Oh, that's like a tiny, how crazy is the detail? So when Jim is turning down the sound of Michael's computer, it has a little whip, 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 whip sound. Which was the sound used on the Mac for decades, but it's gone now. And so it's out of place in the episode by them using a PC, but even now, you know, that would be something as a throwback to the old Macintosh. Now we are in the conference room. Mike. Seat save infinity, says Dwight. Oh my god. Michael comes back in on his flip phone. There has been a murder. There has been a murder in Savannah. And Michael runs back out to his cabinet. Battleship got me through my parents' divorce. Operation through vasectomy. He wouldn't have endured his breakup with Holly without Toss Across. Bells, bourbon, bullets. Is this not a terrible idea? This is my call, big picture. Tube City, you owe me one. That pretty much ends the discussion. One of the battles I picked was to stop Michael from running tubes all over the office in every Tube City. Local magnate Bill Bourbon was killed.
prospects. I want to know if you leave, you do not get food. Sandwich platter and baby carrots. Some of your characters will have props. Jim's not digging this. Nervous leg shake. Your imaginations. Naughty Nelly Nutmeg. Nathaniel Nutmeg. The bartender. Angela says the game is scary. Voodoo Mama Juju. I'm not comfortable with this. Caleb Crawdad, handsome playboy. Being oogled. Hug, kiss, and spoon. Well, well, well. I do declare. You don't have to keep saying I do declare. Delta book, I do declare. Pam will go first. Never you taught. I would have never hurt him any more than I'd hurt a June bug. You sound like Forrest Gump. You got this, Florida Panhandle. What you want more is a Savannah accent, which is molasses. Now do the Swedish chef. He lives on Sesame Street, you dumbass. Oh, Phyllis is jumping in. I overheard you asking where the pistol was kept. Dwight will poison your food. Oh, we got a party now. Y'all. Oh, Creed rolls in his classic car. So, there has been a murder. And you are a suspect. Creed's gonna settle in, which is him running back out to his car very quickly and peeling out of the parking lot. What is that? That's not a Buick. What is that? Hey there, young lady. If I did not ask the young lady for a date, since that was Andy and Aaron, but that'll lead to confusion. I was exposed to Harry Potter. It's never the person you most suspect, it's the person you least suspect. I know the killer to be Phyllis, the person I medium suspect. Oh, we got Kevin saying we can make out by the horses. How about a threesome? Andy. Naughty Nelly said yes to everyone. And Angie might be a murderer. Okay, here. Oscar. banker must stop all payments. What's this strange Yankee accent? This here is Savannah. These plantations running on greenbacks. We can't buy them. It is unprecedented. Jim's going back to work. You found out that old Beatrix Bourbon was the killer. Dwight gives a good look to the camera. Now the nutmeg. Voodoo Mama Juju, what am I gonna do? That could be a good sign. Alright, everybody in the break room. And Jim trying to get him back out to work. We got a packed room back here. Michael comes back. I do believe my name is Caleb Crawdad. We need to reopen this case. Dwight says a lot of the evidence seemed to be based on puns. Andy loves the movie Weekend at Bernie's. You excited about our date? Where are you taking me? That's how far away from Scranton. Andy really whiffing on the chance to solidify a date here. Aaron, visibly upset, walks away. I thought it was for real. But it was part of the game. It was... Oh, we have an interrogation between Dwight and Michael. I think Michael may have snapped. Snapped or stuck. They're both worse. Pam and Jim. There's a lot of Pam and Jim talking heads in my memory from here on out. Now, yeah, the concern is that Pam and Jim both lose their jobs. Can't wait. Get you to the witch doctor. Mama Juju Boo Boo. We have a crime scene set up. We have Meredith has a dead body on the floor. Jim. Oh, a very... Let us have this stupid little game. You startled me. Wallace is on the phone. David Wallace. Very possible that Daniel Craig's character in the film Knives Out is based on Michael in this movie. Didn't decide anything. with you, Jim, is not good. He's got to run. A supermarket chain. He's going to go. David Wallace got to run. And Jim comes out of the office very somber. Yet. There is some bad news. There has been another murder. I do declare Stanley back to work. Today was a good day to have two managers. One parent might want to play a game. It's because they're doing it for the kids. There has been a lot of murder and a lot of intrigue. My little heart can barely take it no more. Today is the hardest Michael's worked in a long, long time. Now we have a standoff, three-way standoff. Dwight, Michael, and Andy putting down their imaginary guns. Sorry, Dwight has crossbows. Michael, also a double agent, as is Andy. And Dwight. It is 6 o'clock. 1, 3, and then we also have Pam with her gloves. She's not going down for this. They slowly back out. That's it. We'll see you next week. Good night. Sleep tight.